24/7, David's Daily Devotional.
It's time for the Daily Devotional, and we are looking at a brand new scripture. We're looking at Psalm 145, and we're going to go from verse 4, beloved. And it says this: I will exalt you, my God and King, and praise your name forever and ever. What a way to start a psalm, eh? I will exalt you, my God and King, and praise your name forever and ever. Exalt means to raise in rank, character, or status, to elevate. It also means to glorify, praise, or honor. It also means to fill with joy or delight. In other words, elate. And I love that version. I love that particular definition, if you will. I will fill you with joy and delight you, my God and King, and praise your name forever. Now, we can look at this in one of two ways. You can say that wherever you are, whatever you're thinking and whatever you're feeling. That's the wondrous thing. I'm not going to look at the history just yet of this psalm. I want you to look at it as you read it, as you pick up that scripture to read it, and you see these words: I will exalt you, my God and King, and praise your name forever and ever. You can do it from two points of view, and I want you to see that right now. The first point of view: you open the Bible, you decide that you're going to read Psalm 45, and you're going to look at verse 1. And you read it and see, I will exalt you, my God and King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Ever and ever means never stopping, going on and on forever and ever. Amen. World without end. Amen. You will never cease to praise your God and your King. I want you to imagine saying those words when you are in the depths of despair, when the road has come to an abrupt end and you say to yourself, I can't go on. I am so down and so depressed and so short of anything else that I can barely say these words, yet I'm going to struggle to say them. And I'm going to say them because I know I have to. I have no choice. You see, we have to worship the Lord. We have no choice, none whatsoever. It is His command that we worship Him and adore Him. And that is what I'm trying to get over here. So you're in the depths of despair and you manage to get out of your mouth, I will exalt you, my God and King. I will praise your name forever and ever, because, Lord, I have to. I have no choice. But, Father, I can't do this on my own. I really can't. I don't have the strength. I cannot go on. I need you to help me to exalt your name. I want to so very much. There have been times, beloved, when I have felt that low. I can remember one particular time I was at a Bible camp called Stoneleigh. And we were due to go to the worship, and the worship was going to begin at around 10:15 in the morning. And I can remember walking down from the tent where I was staying in our tents, and I walked down and I sort of kicked things on the way down. I saw a Coke can and kicked it. And I sort of slumbered down there, you know, really slowly, thinking, I don't want to do this. I just don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. I don't feel in the mood. I'm not in the mood to worship you today, God. I really am not. Why? Because my life is not going particularly well. I'm bored. and I'm depressed and I'm down and I'm downhearted, I'm downcast, and I really don't want to do it. So why am I walking down there now? Why am I walking towards the worship meeting? Why don't I just go out to the pub or something? I don't know. So I'm strolling down there, and as I get closer and closer, I can hear the wafts of music. The band are playing. 13,000 people are singing. And I thought, I know what I'll do. I'll creep in the back. No one's going to see me. I'll just creep in the back. So that's what I did. I crept into the back of the worship meeting. And as soon as I did that, within 30 seconds, I kid you not, the feeling, the low feeling I had, the depression I had, was completely lifted, and I was taken up into the throne of grace as I worshipped him in spirit and in truth, and it was an amazing time of worship that I had. I didn't want it to stop. I wanted to continue worshipping. And when I left that place, beloved, I was on fire. Yeah, you can read this same scripture from a different point of view. Now imagine I read that scripture as I came out of that worship service. And I'm high and I'm feeling wonderful and I'm loving God so much. And I say, I will exalt you, my God and King, and praise your name forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And it's never going to stop, Lord, because of what you have done for me. Because what you have done for me is miraculous. You have taken me, Father, from death to life. And here I am living. And I know that because of you and because of what your son Jesus did on the cross 2,000 years ago, I will live forever, and I will be able to worship you and praise your name forever and ever and ever and ever. And this is never going to stop. I can just keep on going and going and going. Why? Because you first loved me, Lord, because of what you did by sending your son to the cross at Calvary 2,000 years ago. I can live, and I can live in glory with you, and I can worship you, and I can adore you forever and ever and ever and ever. World without end. Amen and amen and amen. Beloved, God makes it easy. He does not make it difficult. We created Worship Radio 247 for a specific reason. And the reason we created it was for that experience I had some years ago at Stoneleigh. We created it because I wanted you to be able to tune in and get in touch with the Father at any time, 24 hours a day, and know that you can worship him in spirit and in truth, and you can be lifted high into those lofty heights. And you can enter the gates with thanksgiving. You can be in the throne room, the very throne room of Almighty God, as you worship him in spirit and in truth. And that is why this radio station was created. This radio station was not created so that we could say, can you go to the phones and give us your money, because we need your money. This radio station was created so that we can worship God in spirit and in truth 24 hours a day, whenever we want to. All we've got to do is click on www.worshipradio247.org, and that is it. And immediately, we can be in touch with the Father and we can worship him. If you don't know the words of the song, that doesn't matter. The very fact that you're listening and that you are allowing that worship to seep through your body means that you're worshiping. And then you will begin to say, Lord, I love you. Lord God Almighty, I exalt your holy name. I lift you high, Lord. And I magnify you. It's wonderful. I will exalt you, my God and King, and praise your name forever and ever. There is a third way you can read that scripture. You can simply just say it. I will exalt you, my God and King, and praise your name forever and ever. And when you read it like that, beloved, it means nothing. They become words on a page. Useless, not helpful. So when you read it, and you see what David was experiencing, you can just say, I will exalt you, my God and my King. I will praise your name forever and ever and ever.
Jesus Christ.